ticket.
So I don't know if you guys have ever heard of the Twitter account known as Traces of Texas.
Not only do we know about it, I believe, Danny,
I discovered it.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, not really. It had been in existence for years, but I'm a huge champion of that
and we did a
account.
Segment,
it's all over the place.
We did a segment about the guy who started it, and big results. He was very happy.
When was this? Before
this
was me?
Years ago.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Long,
okay.
Long. I mean, what, Danny? 4 or 5 years ago, probably?
Something like that, yeah.
It's a pretty cool follow, and it's... You know, it's one of those that's just kind of enjoyable when you happen upon something. And recently, at Traces of Texas rolled out the population and the ranking of the 10 largest cities in Texas in 1850. Did you see this?
No.
Okay, well, if you'd like to play along.
I would like to play, yeah.
I would enjoy maybe Danny versus Corby in a who can name more of the top 10 cities and population in Texas in 1850.
Richardson?
All right, I'm going to go Galveston in there somewhere high.
Number one is Galveston. Would you care to...
Thank you!
Would you care
no one's
to
congratulating.
Try on the population of Galveston as the largest city in Texas
what
in
year?
1850?
1850?
Yes.
I'll say 40,000.
You overshot by 90%.
Oh my God, are you kidding?
The largest city in Texas had a population of 4,177.
Okay.
Galveston, number one.
This is not that long. I know it's a long day, whatever. Oh, whatever, old man.
Ball's
it's
in your court, Danny.
Really
I'm
not.
I'm going to go with El Paso.
El Paso did not make our list.
No, thank you.
No.
See how much sense that makes?
2 through 10.
Yeah. See, there's no oil.
Just pick something.
Wow.
Jeez.
Good Lord.
We're off to a real...
Okay, he loses his turn. I'm going to go with San Antonio.
Dallas,
not on the list. San Antonio's number two, 3,488.
I'm going to go with Beaumont.
Beaumont, off the list.
Oh, man, Tyler.
Tyler, not on the list. Back to you. Well, you
I mean,
guys,
we got a capital. How about Austin?
You guys are bad at this. Austin, number nine, with 629 people.
Lame! Do they have a school then?
Texas?
Yeah, yeah. No, Bob. I'm wondering if there was a university there, though.
All right.
Laredo.
Oh, no. Oh, Waco.
No, no.
West.
No.
West. Where are the checks, man? They're not there yet.
Okay, here's your top 10. I think
Corpus Christi.
Number 10, Corpus Christi. Population?
204.
Laredo.
533. Still no.
I already said Laredo, you dumb butt.
All right.
San Angelo.
I'm just thinking all a port town. So yeah. Beaumont was a good guess.
It's a fantastic guess.
But it's not on the list.
No.
Port Aransas.
No.
Brownsville.
Ooh.
Negative.
All right, go.
All right. Number 10, Corpus Christi. 9, Austin. 8, Fredericksburg. 7,
Fredericksburg.
Victoria.
I guarantee you Fredericksburg was still lame.
Never heard of it.
Let's go to the bed and breakfast in Fredericksburg.
6, Gonzales.
Where's that?
South?
Good guess.
5, Marshall.
Yeah. Marshall?
4, New Braunfels.
Ooh.
Oh, the Germans have already been there.
3, a little place you've probably heard of called Houston.
Oh, yeah, port town.
2, San Antonio.
So they'd already named a city after Sam Houston.
Yeah.
When he's still alive. Won,
like he named it.
When he beat the Mexican army just, what, 13 years prior?
Something like that.
Is that right?
So if you add up the top 10 cities in Texas in 1850, you don't even get to 20,000 people. That makes no sense, right?
There's a lot of land back then, dude.
I'm going to blow your mind here, all right?
That's hot.
Because so Galveston was number one with 4,000.
Yeah.
So 50 years later, that's when the hurricane hit Galveston. That's the most well-known natural disaster this state's ever seen, heard, had. How many people died in the hurricane? Died.
Wasn't it like 300 or something?
Try 8,000.
What?
That died.
Yikes.
And there were only 4,000 people living there 50 years prior.
It's like rabbits, man.
That's insane.
What a sad day. Doesn't it make you sad?
Well, no. I guess. September 8, 1900.
You've had time to get over it?
Galveston was nicknamed the Oleander City, filled with vacationers, sophisticated weather forecast. Okay, yeah. It doesn't say how many people were actually living there. It had to have knocked out 70% of the town.
Well, thanks to Traces of Texas for getting us to think about
that. Great follow, because the photos that they have of like old soldiers and just random people from the late 1800s and early 1900s, yes. Yeah,
they had one today about just showing like a drive-in diner or whatever for like in 1972.
Yeah.
Had it not been for them, we would have never done the history of Tex-Mex segment.
That's true.
Car hop at Keller's Drive-In in Dallas.
So you'll notice when they do post sometimes that they'll tag me or him, like, hey, did you see this? Blah, 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 blah.
They just tag celebrities like you.
Well, no, because we gave them a nice kiss and we became friends. But yeah,
it's a real Texan.
Everybody but me.
It's a great fight.
I'm the only one on the show that does Texas segments.
Cray Trey. Tim K.
Hey, guys.
Not you.